Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, hi there. We're just having a snorting good time here on the Bob Rose Show.
Wow.
Craig Cassidy is in the house. It is 7:22, and it's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is all the disrespect that these ICE officers are getting across the country. And I'm so tired of it. It's a law enforcement agency. You try any of this madness against somebody else and you find out. I'm so tired of these, what's going on with these men. And then I'm really tired of these candy ass politicians and news media. They come out and they glorify all the criminal activity, and they keep, and all they do is beat over the ICE, and they make it things worse. This is probably the most important job we have in this country right now, is cleaning up our country and figuring out who's here and who's not. They're law enforcement officers. Treat them as such. And I am just sick of how it's going on, Bob.
Well, look, treat them as such, but this is a problem. I mean, Minneapolis, they were one of the areas that led the whole charge of defund the police, if you recall that. And they're still, of course, you know, remnant, I don't know, what would you call it, ideology. They're not pro-cop.
No. But Tony's right. It is frustrating because they start the problem, and then it's this cycle of being, you know, critical of the guys who are trying to, as he said, clean up our country. It's a problem, and I guess they want it to be bad. The chaos thing you talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is a recording out of this woman screaming in the background of the shooting yesterday, and according to the New York Post, the woman screamed out, "Oh, my God, I just killed my wife." Now, that's what's bugging me, is that these are professional protesters, and the woman who was screaming instigated her wife to go out and get herself in harm's way without knowing what the consequences would be. And that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, and the person who got shot, she was 37 years old, so... You know, somebody can manipulate you maybe to some extent, but you've got to know when you don't follow police commands, generally that's not followed by good things. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Hey, you know, this shooting was long overdue. Democrat, they just, protesters, resistors, lunatics, who resist ICE, getting the rapists and murderers of little girls out. Remember back in September, the attack on the Dallas ICE facility, a sniper opened fire on their building?
Mm-hmm.
People forget about that. Demon rats didn't shed a tear when Ashley Babbitt was shot dead. In fact, they said she deserved it, and her killer was never prosecuted. You know what? What's tragic is these Democrats who foment this kind of anger and hate against ICE are not rounded up and thrown into prison. That's what's tragic.
I'm with you. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hi, Bob and Greg. As tragic as the Renee Nicole Good SUV incident in Minneapolis was, it's the ultimate Sappho incident. But what's truly bugging me is Tim Walz. In my opinion, he's dishonest. He's corrupt. He suffers from delusions of grandeur. And sadly, he speaks through the side of his mouth like Dick Cheney, who was the Secretary of Defense under the George Bush administration. Luckily, he won't be in power much longer. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, well, I told you that. Klobuchar could run for Senate. I mean, I'm sorry, she is a senator. She could run for governor. And then appoint him, Tim Walz, to her vacated seat. That really could occur.
Now, while I don't have one that's bugging me, I actually would like information on what's been bugging you. For folks who maybe missed the story about the radio in your car.
Yeah, I have a 2021 Hyundai, and you know, it's all the bells and whistles and all that, and love the car, but the radio quit working. I mean, specifically the AM/FM part of it just quit working. Other functions work, but not that. And I took it to the dealer, and they came up with a price to replace it all for $10,000. Which,
say that again for folks.
$10,000 for a car that's valued at approximately $20,000. It's probably worth.
Yeah.
It's only got 67,000 miles on it. It's a nice car.
For a radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the dealer. And I talked to other people who are, you know, professionals related to that business, and they're like, they didn't put that in writing, did they? And I go, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It's all there. And he goes, wouldn't they be like kind of embarrassed to hand that to a customer? I said, yeah.
Oh, I brought it up to the parts manager at BMW, and he could not believe it. And they've got some parts that aren't cheap. But
I was going to say.
A $10,000 module for the Hyundai, for the radio?
So here's where we're at now. Omar over at Sound Depot on Main Street, he has been extremely helpful. I've known him for years. I know, Greg, you've known him for years.
Yeah.
And he is really... gone above and beyond and really doing research.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try to, update the software, but
right.
I don't have high hopes for that. But then we looked at some other possibilities of, now remember that same radio I was quoted to replace for $10,000.
Yeah.
We found on eBay prices ranging from $150 to $800.
For like a
pre-owned one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But that seems like a big window. That's a big stretch there. Yeah. Yeah, that's a big upper or under on that one. That, wow.
Yeah. $10,000, I could buy like one of them cool 4x4 things, you know, side-by-side, whatever
goodness.
You call it.
Oh, well.
But anyway, the saga continues, and I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
729 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and never miss a minute of the show, the Bob Rose Show. Available on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.